News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Liam O'Gohany, better known by his stage name Machara, is due back before court in London today in relation to a charge under the British Terrorism Act. He's accused of allegedly displaying a flag in support of a proscribed organisation, namely Hezbollah, at a concert in the city in November 2024. Emily Keegan, News Talk reporter, is outside Woolwich Crown Court today. It's supposed to be in Westminster Crown Court, where it has been in previous days, but I understand a burst pipe led to it being moved.
Yeah, so there actually is no, well, as of yesterday anyway, there was no water in Westminster Magistrates Court. There was a lot of flooding in the streets around the court as well, and some basement apartments nearby had been flooded too. So just as a precaution, they weren't sure if the court would be able to open today. It's a public health concern if there isn't water in the building. So they moved this hearing to Woolwich Crown Court, which is about an hour away from the previous location. But crowds are still gathering here outside the court this morning. They've moved their demonstration to take place here, and there's already a pretty sizable crowd outside.
So what exactly is the charge here? What are we expecting to happen today, Emily?
Yeah, so as you mentioned there, he is charged under the Terrorism Act. It's alleged that he displayed a flag in support of Hezbollah at one of the band's shows in London last November. Now, he's appeared, as you mentioned there, in London courts twice already. So today, the judge is to hand down his judgment on whether or not the court here has the jurisdiction to hear this case. So really, it's a matter today of whether or not this charge will be thrown out. And that's what we're hoping to find out once he appears in court at 10 a.m.
Now, there is a possibility that he could actually walk out of court today, the charge having been dropped, or it could go on to another day.
Yeah, exactly. So there is always the chance that it could go to trial. Now, his defence team is arguing that the way the charge was brought against him, that there was a technical error within that. And they're arguing that this charge was brought against him outside of the 6-month window in which this court would be able to hear it. So the alleged incident occurred on the 20th of November 2024, but he was charged on the 21st of May this year. So it brings it just outside of that 6-month limit. So it's all down to what the judge decides to do today, really.
And there were big crowds outside, lots of music, lots of noise outside Westminster. Has that particular troop moved through Woolwich? Are we expecting a crowd today?
Yeah, so as I said, there's already is a crowd starting to gather. Now, when the hearing was supposed to take place at Westminster Magistrates, the London police had actually enforced Section 14. So the crowd could only gather in a certain area, which wasn't actually near the entrance of the court. Now, NECAP were quick to kind of condemn this and speak badly against it and call it a political stunt, which they've kind of called a lot of the steps that were taken around this. The police say it was to prevent any kind of public disorder. Westminster Magistrates Court is on a main road. The entrance is, you can visibly see it from the road. The crowds were kind of occupying a lot of the footpath. People were trying to get to and from work. This court is a bit different. The entrance is actually kind of around a corner. You can't see it from the main road. So they've set up their stage still kind of on the main road. Cars can still see it passing. It's not clear whether or not the actual restrictions are in place, but it honestly seems like a better situation for them to be set up out here where people can see it going past.
Okay, well, Emily, you will be keeping news bulletins and other programmes up to date throughout the morning and throughout the afternoon with the outcome of that case against Liam O'Gohany Machara from NECAP. Emily Keegan from the News Talk newsroom at Woolwich Crown Court. Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.